In the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord over all things. And the Bible says that again and again and again. I'm going to read the epistle reading again. I invite you to follow along in your announcer, your bulletin. And I want you to see if you can count how many times Paul refers to Jesus Christ as Lord. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord, Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I count six times. Six times in nine verses, Jesus is referred to as Lord. Paul's making a point. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's over all things. And that's a great way to begin that letter to the Corinthians. And whether Paul realized it or not, he included us in those words when he writes, to the church of God that is in Christ Jesus, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. So yeah, we get to be included. The Apostle Paul, he was an adult convert to Christianity, and he wrote by the power of the Holy Spirit, what that actually was like. You know, we aren't told, but hard to wrap your mind around the idea that 2,000 years after he writes, people in Streeter, Illinois will be reading what he wrote. And not just in Streeter, but all over the world. The Bible is the best-selling book up to this time in history, and by a long margin, by a huge, huge gap. And people continue to challenge it, they continue to try to find things wrong with it, but it stands. And it stands because it is truth, and truth stands. Even if you don't believe it or want to believe it, truth stands, and Jesus is indeed Lord over all. Because he's Lord over all, he's the center of all history. And we live in a world which has a history. It has a beginning, it has a middle, it will have an end. And it centers around the life, death, and resurrection of our Savior. Here in our country, we even number our years that way. Now I get that not all cultures, not all countries follow the same number pattern for how they number their years. But the year 2026 has the life of Christ as its reference point, which is kind of interesting to think about. And everybody goes along with it. You would be hard-pressed to find someone who said, yeah, there was never a Jesus. I mean, even people who are atheists and don't believe in God would acknowledge, yes, at some point in history, there was a man by the name of Jesus of Nazareth who walked the earth. There's just so much evidence. You can't deny that. But that's not the same as saying Jesus is Lord. Now, why would a person not want Jesus to be Lord? Well, if Jesus is Lord, and he is, then you are not. If Jesus is Lord, then you are not. Now, you would never go around saying, well, I am Lord, but we like to be in control. We like to have things our way. We want things the way we want them. We, in effect, would like to make ourselves Lord. What person do you think about the most? You think about yourself the most. And not just you, but also the other 8 billion people who live on this planet. One of the reasons you shouldn't be overly concerned about what people think of you is for the simple reason that they're not thinking of you. And why are they not thinking of you? Because who are they thinking about? They're thinking about themselves. That's the world in which we live. But you are not Lord. Jesus is. And even if you think you are, and we all do from time to time, or we act that way, or we think it would be better if we were, we're not. And so Paul drives that point home repeatedly. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ our Lord, and that's good news. It's way better news than the idea that you are Lord. The idea that you are Lord, although it sounds good, it doesn't play out very well, and it ends terribly. This world will tell you that you are evolved from a lower life form, and that you are here by accident. You get to choose your identity, follow your dreams, be all that you can be, make something of yourself, look out for number one. And that all sounds good, and it does sound good, and it sells. But it's all a recipe for anxiety and uncertainty, because it's not true. It's not true. And then if you go with that, how does that all end? It ends in death. And then what happens to your lordship? All the things you've acquired for yourself, your lordship is destroyed in death. But you are not Lord. Jesus is. You are not here by accident. In fact, the Word of God tells us God chose us in Jesus before the foundation of the world. You are not the master of your fate or the captain of your ship or the one upon whom everything depends. That doesn't mean you don't get to make responsible choices. You do, and we hope you do, because that's what adults do. You're not just along for the ride. No, there is an order. And that order is designed by God, and in that order you are not Lord. What a relief. Because what do we know about the one who is Lord? He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and takes away your sin. He searches for the lost sheep, and he rejoices over that one sinner who repents. He's the bread of life, the light of the world, and if that weren't enough, he's the resurrection and the life. He's Lord even over your death. And he says, that's not the end. Because he lives, we shall live also. We have that hope and promise because Jesus is Lord. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. That's the one who's Lord. The one who raises the dead and gives eternal life. And all of that he does freely for you, and he can do it freely because he's Lord. And because he's Lord, that means you have a purpose, you have a place, it means that you belong. And what is more, because he's Lord, he gives everything you need to follow him. Paul put it this way to the Corinthian Christians. He said, you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So we follow Jesus Christ as Lord at this time and place in history. That's how God planned it to be. You may wish it were different, but that's how God planned it to be, and Jesus is Lord. And how all that's going to work out, we don't worry about, because Jesus Christ is Lord. And then we bring glory and honor to our Lord by being of service to those around us. And that actually helps us get our mind off of ourselves. at least a bit. And it starts where we're at, not where we're not. Now that sounds like an obvious thing to say, but we all like to think, well, we would be better followers of Christ if our circumstances were different. Well, they're not. You follow Christ where you are. Just like we sometimes think, well, it'd be way easier to love my family if I had a different family. Well, you don't. You have the one that you have. And so you serve the Lord where He has placed you. Jesus is Lord. And in that simple phrase, there is the foundation for your peace and for your joy and for your belonging and place and purpose in Christ. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Why would Jesus say that? Because He's Lord. He's Lord, and whether you claim Him or not, He claims you. And He can do that because He's Lord. And He is faithful. He will provide you everything you need to follow Him. And He will assure you of His mercy and grace, which never ends. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.